The Last Samurai. Good evening, dear listener. I am Musette, and you're listening to Fear Free Mind. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Imagine yourself in a quiet, snow-covered village in the heart of a mountain valley. The air is crisp and fresh, and the world is wrapped in a soft, shining white blanket. Snowflakes fall gently around you, their delicate patterns catching the faint golden glow of lanterns hanging outside simple wooden homes. This is where life moves slowly, and winter's silence brings peace. But within this stillness, whispers of a mysterious figure remain in the air. The villagers speak of a wandering samurai, a man who moves unseen through the mountains, leaving small acts of kindness and quiet wisdom behind. No one knows his name, and few have seen his face, but his presence is felt in the lives of those he touches, like ripples spreading across a frozen lake. With each soft crunch of snow beneath your feet, you feel yourself sinking deeper into relaxation, letting the stillness of this tranquil world surround you. Tonight, I'll take you on a journey into this quiet mountain village where the stories of the wandering samurai unfold. It's a tale of connection, resilience, and the gentle strength found in acts of compassion. Let the quiet beauty of this snow-covered valley guide you into a peaceful sleep as you step into the calm and mysterious world of the Last Samurai. Life in the village was simple, yet its people were bound by more than their shared routines. Whispers of a wandering samurai were in their lives, though no one could say who he was or where he had come from. Stories of his quiet presence passed from one villager to another, spreading like snowflakes that fell gently from the gray sky. They spoke of him not with fear, but with a quiet reverence, as if his unseen presence carried a wisdom that transcended words. Some claim to have caught fleeting glimpses of a figure moving through the forest at dusk or along the rocky cliffs overlooking the sea. Others swore they had heard footsteps in the snow, only to find the trail vanish as if swallowed by the wind. "Did you hear about the fisherman?" one villager would say. "His nets were hopelessly tangled during the storm, but he swears he felt a hand guiding them free." "And the scholar," another would whisper. "She was traveling alone through the woods and faced bandits, yet they fled without explanation. She says she owes her safety to the samurai." The tales varied in detail, but the tone was always the same, of wonder, gratitude, and a sense that something greater was at work. The samurai was never seen clearly, but his actions were unmistakable, leaving a quiet change in the lives of those he touched. In the forge at the edge of the village, the blacksmith often paused in his work, glancing towards the door as if expecting someone to enter. His strong and skilled hands would sometimes tremble as he recounted the night a stranger had worked beside him, helping to create a blade unlike any other. The craftsman had never seen the man again, but the experience changed how he viewed his work forever. The whispers of the samurai connected the villagers as if his unseen kindness had bound them together in ways they were only beginning.